It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Kevin Gavin in for Paul Guggenheimer. At last count, according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, 25 states have agreed to expand Medicaid as part of the Affordable Care Act in order to receive additional federal funds to provide health coverage, while the leaders of other states have expressed doubt or even opposition to expansion. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett wants the federal expansion monies, but without expanding Medicaid. The governor unveiled a proposal yesterday that he calls Healthy Pennsylvania. He's proposing giving a 500,000 low-income Pennsylvanians access to private health insurance.
This isn't expanding an entitlement. This is a different program. And this is one that makes common sense.
Corbett says Pennsylvania cannot afford to expand the current Medicaid program in the Commonwealth, even though the federal government would cover 100% of the additional cost for 3 years, and that would phase down to 90% in 2020 and in subsequent years. But Corbett has expressed doubt about that promise, and he says he's worried the state would get stuck with the higher costs. So he wants Health and Human Services to approve reforms to Medicaid, including trimming some benefits for able-bodied recipients. If that happens, he would use the additional funds and savings to allow some 500,000 Pennsylvanians to buy insurance on the new health care exchanges. The proposal includes replacing Medicaid copays with monthly premiums that'll range from $0 to $25 a month per person based on a recipient's income. But Republican State Senator Pat Vance from Cumberland County is a supporter of Medicaid expansion. She says she has questions about the costliness of Corbett's plan and whether it would entail reforms that would be ultimately rejected by the federal government. Corbett says competition among the private insurers will help keep those costs down in his new state-based program.
If you're talking about 500,000 people that would be able to go out on the private exchange and purchase insurance, that competition always lowers prices.
But the governor's plan hinges on federal approval. He refused to speculate what he would do if Washington rejects his call for reforms to Medicaid. Joining us now to discuss the potential impact of the governor's plan in extending health coverage to the uninsured is Aaron Neinhauser, Education and Outreach Director for the Pennsylvania Health Access Network. Aaron Neinhauser, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for having us on.
Okay. Now, before we get into some of the specific comments of the governor's plan, what's Health Access Network's initial reaction?
Well, we think it's good to see Governor Corbett acknowledge the reality that uninsured workers, hospitals, and a majority of people in Pennsylvania already understand that Medicaid expansion is vital to the health of our families and our economy. So it's a step in the right direction, but the way that it's put in place, the way that it's done, is going to determine whether or not it's going to be truly beneficial for the folks that need coverage.
Did the governor have to politically, realistically acknowledge the issue that there are hundreds of thousands of Pennsylvanians without health insurance?
I think he did. And we have been working real hard with our partners, over 100 organizations from across the state, to really drive home how important this is. You know, the majority of folks that would qualify for coverage under Medicaid expansion are working or have at least one full-time worker at home. Over 75% of folks that would qualify come from working families. So this is a hugely important issue. It's vital for working people, but also for hospitals to keep them solvent and stable, especially smaller community hospitals. So the governor's been hearing about this from all corners for a long time, and I think he felt like he did have to act.
And he's had about a year to come up with a plan. Do you think that this plan in general shows that thoughtful consideration?
Well, it's unfortunate that it's taken a year, and we don't know. And one of our biggest concerns is when this would start, because January 1st, 2014 is the date that the Affordable Care Act intended for Medicaid expansion to start in all states. And because the governor has delayed to this point, in recent weeks, we've heard the administration talking about a start date of January 1st, 2015. So if that happens,
and which administration you're referring to?
The Corbett administration. Right. So that would mean that about 400,000 Pennsylvanians would not get any financial help to buy health insurance next year. And that's very serious, because if those folks spend another year uninsured because of the governor's delay, that's completely unacceptable. And those folks might not come back out in 2015 to get covered if it's an option then.
The Hospital and Health System Association of Pennsylvania was among the biggest forces pushing for a Medicaid expansion here in the Commonwealth. Association President Andy Carter says his group supports the broad outlines of the plan the governor unveiled, even though the governor isn't calling it an expansion.
Well, you know, the words are less important to me than the results. If virtually every Pennsylvanian has coverage, that's what I intend to celebrate. What words we use are less important.
Aaron Neinhauser, does it matter whether it's called expansion or not, or rather what's in it or what's not in the governor's proposal?
Well, the biggest thing that matters is that it's affordable and accessible for people. And those are things that we still aren't clear about yet. We don't want to see an expansion happen if it means cutting benefits to folks that are currently on the program and if it's going to be done in a way that's not affordable or there for people when they need it. So we want to make sure those things happen. And just to be clear, the governor is drawing down funding provided through the Affordable Care Act's Medicaid expansion. So he can call it Healthy PA, but it's part of Obamacare. It's part of the Affordable Care Act. You know, that's how this is happening. And we want to make sure that it happens right away and in a way that really protects the people that need coverage.
Let's take a look at some of the specifics of the proposal. Will it change the availability of benefits for current Medicaid recipients? We're going to hear again from Andy Carter. He's president of the Hospital and Health System Association of Pennsylvania.
Depending on which ones are not available, that can be very important in determining how successful people are getting access to the coverage they need. Because if you have coverage, but you need services that aren't covered, but you really need those services, that can be a problem. We're very optimistic that it's going to be very carefully tailored to the population.
Aaron, are possible changes in either the current benefits or availability of services a concern to you?
They're definitely a concern. Right now, 75% of the money that we spend on Medicaid in Pennsylvania goes to pay for services for seniors and people with disabilities. A lot of it goes for children. And the governor has said, you know, broadly speaking, that benefits for children and seniors won't change. But we really want to see the specifics in terms of the coverage for people with disabilities. We do not want to see folks with disabilities lose any benefits or any coverage that they're currently receiving under Medicaid. What he is talking about, it seems like, is for able-bodied adults, changing the benefit package to be in line with the essential health benefits package under the Affordable Care Act. So for able-bodied adults, that's less of a problem, obviously, than folks that have more serious health conditions. So we want to see the specifics, and we definitely want to be assured that benefits for the most vulnerable Pennsylvanians, people with disabilities, seniors, and children will not be changed.
You mentioned children, and the governor said his plan works to ensure that every child has access to coverage. CHIP, of course, as you know, it's been a national model for years and years and years, the Children's Health Insurance Program of Pennsylvania. He says the mandatory six-month waiting period would be eliminated and then expand current enrollment efforts. Your thoughts on that idea?
You know, I think that's a good thing. We want to make sure that every single child has health insurance. And one of the great things that Medicaid expansion does is put in place a simplified eligibility process. Right now, there are different rules for parents and children, and that leads a lot of children to have coverage, but parents are uninsured. And when kids have parents that are uninsured, they're more likely to experience breaks in coverage, less likely to get checkups and other preventive care. So making it easier for the entire family to qualify for coverage is really going to protect the health of children.
Whereas the health coverage for children doesn't seem like it will be an area of dispute, there could be some over the idea of private insurance via the health exchanges versus enrolling more people in Medicaid. Whether it would save money or not, that's a point of contention between different sides. So does that matter to you, whether it would save money or not, or is it just a matter of accessibility?
Well, you know, the most cost-effective way to cover the maximum amount of people would be to expand Medicaid. But if folks are going into the marketplace, you know, that's just fine, right? About 800,000 Pennsylvanians will be buying their health insurance in the marketplace, will get financial help through new tax credits and other protections that will reduce their costs for things like co-pays and deductibles. So the majority of Pennsylvanians will be getting their health insurance through the marketplace. The choices there will be great, comprehensive, affordable choices. So, you know, it's not the most cost-effective way to expand coverage to low-income folks. Medicaid, expanding Medicaid would be the way to do that. But if folks are going into the marketplace, you know, that's certainly going to give them good quality coverage and good options.
The governor's proposal seems to depend more for health care for some folks via community clinics. This plan includes more funding to build and expand community health clinics. Good thing?
You know, I think it's always a good thing to have a strong system of, you know, health centers and clinics, especially, you know, and I go out to a lot of rural areas and areas that are tough to reach. It's really important to have facilities and preventive care and primary care that folks can access. So that's really important. But affordable health insurance and access to regular primary care is really the foundation. And that's what we want to make sure happens through Medicaid expansion here in Pennsylvania.
Another point of his plan is eliminating the current copay system and replacing it with a monthly premium of $0 to $25 per person per month based on income. Thoughts on that? Is this a juggling of dollars, or is this going to help or hurt people?
Well, you know, the folks that are covered by Medicaid today have extremely low income. They're not just low income, but they also have to fit into certain categories. So the folks that are on Medicaid today are either, you know, very sick, have young dependent children, or are living with a disability. So these folks already, are having a hard time getting by. And so I think we have to look at how the copays are implemented. At least from the plan that was put out yesterday, it seems like the maximum would be $25 for an individual or $35 for a household. And, you know, I think we'll have to see because a lot of the folks that are covered by Medicaid now are getting by on just a couple hundred dollars a month. So that's a big chunk of their income.
At the beginning of our conversation, you used terms like a good step in the right direction, an acknowledgement of the issue. So what more does the Health Access Network need to know about the nitty-gritty, the details of this proposal before you decide one way or another you can support or not the governor's proposal?
That's a great question. Well, we need to see when the governor wants to start. We're obviously very strong on starting January 1st, 2014. We don't think folks should be forced to wait another year because of the governor's delay. We want to make sure that benefits for children, seniors, people with disabilities, and individuals with serious health conditions aren't reduced. And we want to make sure that there aren't unnecessary and burdensome paperwork requirements or other hoops set up for people to jump through to have to get coverage.
Erin Neinhauser is the Education and Outreach Director of the Pennsylvania Health Access Network. Erin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Advice is for winners, so says businessman and author Raul Valdez Perez. So why do so many people not seek it? That's coming up when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.